Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word? Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. I want you to approach this text honestly, and as someone who believes in the efficacy of the word of God. Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Say loud, amen. Amen. Everybody read verse 2 together, one to go. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my step. Do you believe that this is something that God can do? That God can bring someone out of a position of disadvantage and make him a masterpiece, an envoy of his goodness to the world. Do you believe that? Listen, there is no point bothering ourselves with the sermon of the day if you do not believe that. That even if you are not from any background that is of note, you still have a chance. Because you know a God who can bring you out of a horrible pit and establish your steps. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. That you may not have a godfather or anybody who is of influence, you know, to write you a note in any interview, but you still have a chance. Do you believe that you still have a chance? He said, he brought me out of a horrible pit. Set my feet on the rock and established my steps. That you can move from being beggarly, being disadvantaged, to being a blessing to nations. It is something he can do. And it is a small thing for him. And prophecy has gone ahead of you. This is that year. Come on, I said, this is that year. The Bible says that though your beginning be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Is that the testimony of your life? Oh my God, the people who look down on you, they spoke too soon. I said the people who look down on you, they spoke too soon. Because God is up to something. Hallelujah. He's about to give you access and opportunities that people scarcely saw coming. And so they will know that this is the finger of the Lord. Please say amen if that refers to you. You know, something very funny happened years ago. I was in school. And I believe I was one of the first people to have an iPad in this country. And not because I'm from a rich family. It's a long story. I just felt it was a priority for my Bible study and all of that, and by some way, you know, I got one. And in a service like this, you know how the cameramen rove, and then they focused on me with my iPad, and someone could not hide the disdain, and he said out loud, he said, Emmanuel too has iPad. He said it out. You'll be shocked what people think of you. You'll be shocked. And you see, there are some friendships that you have that are still cool because you are still where you are. The moment you begin to rise, that's when you will know their true character. Because some even wish you well, as long as you're not doing better than them. Hallelujah. But I'm saying this prophetically. God is bringing you to a position, people will see you with stuff and mention your name and say, he too, he has. Hallelujah. And you will say, it's the Lord who gave me. It's the Lord who gave me. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker today. I sense this prophetically, that God will bring you into rooms that your qualification couldn't get you into. And all who see you will know that it is the finger of God that has given you that resources, those resources and those opportunities. Come and say amen like you believe it. Come and say amen like you believe it. Listen, God said it is the year to occupy, right? Do you receive that prophecy? This year, you're going to take up more space. More space. Good luck to people who thought you must remain small because you are taking up more space. Did you hear what I said? Your resources are increasing. You will need more room. More room. Come on, are you with me? Progress on every side according to the word of the Lord. He said he removes people from a horrible pit, takes them out of the miry clay, and sets their foot on a rock to stay. Hallelujah. This is that year. 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 This is so when it happens, all will know that it is by the arm of God. Hallelujah. For they got not the land by their sword or by their arm. Hallelujah. The favor of the Lord is bringing you into more. You know why I'm taking my time on this? I want you to open up your mind. You deserve it. What God is bringing your way, you deserve it. Did you hear what I said? When it is time to negotiate, when they tell you how much they want to pay you, but you see, if you have never conceived that amount of money, by your face they can tell. You say, don't fall off. God prepared you. Did you hear what I'm saying? So conceive it now. 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 Conceive greatness. Conceive influence. Conceive access to every nation in the world as a contributor. Did you hear what I said? As a contributor, not minimum wage, not washing plates, as a king. Did you hear what I said? Thank you, Jesus. I want you to conceive it. Conceive God birthing brands through you that will be known around the world. Known around the world. Known around the world. It's possible. It's possible. In fact, God is using what he's doing corporately to show you what he wants to do in your life individually. You know, Bishop Wale Oke called me. He said, son, you mean to tell me this is your first time in Canada? I said, first time, sir. He said, son, you are strange. He said, son, you are strange. This is strange. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Something positive and strange. Come on. Maybe some people are ready here. I said something positive and strange. Just help her. Something positive and strange. Oh my God. Listen. Oh my God. There is more to greatness than hard work. People are receiving impartations here. I said something positive and strange is about to change in your life. God is about to make a name for himself with your life. Thank God for publicity. But what happens when God begins to publicize you himself? When he screams from the sky and says, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. Hear ye him. Hear ye her. I sense there is a hear ye him anointing in the room today. Supernatural publicity. Hallelujah. That before you go into places, the name of the Lord will go on your behalf. God and his grace will negotiate on your behalf. Hallelujah. Listen, I sense this prophetically. God is removing people from the miry clay. Miry clay. I said it at Watch Night Service. I'm saying it again. There is a seat at the table with your name on it. I said there is a seat at the table with your name on it. I said there is a seat at the table with your name on it. There is a seat at the table with your name on it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thoroughly furnished with wisdom and power, I have resources to do what he says. Thoroughly furnished with wisdom and power, I have resources to do what he says.
You know, weeks ago, the British consulate wanted to have a meeting with leading churches in Lagos for some deliberation, you know, and we were invited. And you see, I said, who am I? What is my father's house? In how many years? 3 years ago, will my name have come up? Hallelujah. Removes them from the miry clay. Sets their foot on the rock to stay. Hallelujah. That the things that you are trusting to have, you will one day give out. Hallelujah. Rehearse it. He removes them from the miry clay and sets their foot on the rock to stay. He establishes them, meaning when the greatness comes, you will not be visiting. You are going there to stay. You are established on the rock, on a platform of advantage, on a platform of influence. Listen, I'm saying this prophetically. It's your time. Jesus. I said it's your time. I said it's your time. Thank you, Lord. I give you a few seconds. Just give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. All right. Please be seated. People who are under the power, or give them some time. Hallelujah. But you see, there is a roadmap to these things. There is a method to the miracle. A lot of people don't understand it. They don't know it. And this year, you must get it. This is the year. You just must get it. So I want to share some thoughts with you, and hopefully God helps us. Amen, somebody. All right. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. The Bible says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Everybody say, be fruitful and multiply. Oh my God, this is so powerful. Be fruitful and multiply. Hebrew word for fruitfulness is para. And it means to bear fruit either literally or figuratively. And so from this text, you can infer he's talking about biological fruitfulness, but also in general, increase on all sides. And the reason I'm saying this is that in Genesis chapter 26, verse 22, the same word para was used. And the Bible says, and he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. He says, so he called the name Rehoboth. He says, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. So listen, if para only referred to biological fruitfulness, he wouldn't have said they will be fruitful in the land because of a well. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there is no correlation between having a well and being biologically fruitful. And so that word actually means to increase on every side. So when God said, be fruitful and multiply, yes, He referred to biological increase, but not just that. Increase on every side. And this is one very powerful principle. Please listen to me. Think about it. Be fruitful and multiply. You know what God has done to us? Every fruit that we consume has seeds in them. Isn't that true? And for fruit to multiply, you must use the seeds in it. And so everything that you consume presents you with an opportunity to reproduce. You may choose to reproduce it. You may choose not to. It's your choice. But listen, God wants Adam to know, I did not create you to be a consumer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Follow the train of thoughts. God called light out of darkness, created something from nothing, from a situation of hopelessness. He brought forth supernatural creativity, and then he makes man in his image and likeness. So now, even if you were put in a garden, don't just stay there consuming. Don't just consume all the oranges. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be fruitful and multiply. Listen. So, if you are thinking like someone who is indeed Imago Dei, created in the image of God, you should be fascinated with multiplication. Don't think like a consumer. Everything that you consume should spark in you curiosity. How did they make this? How does it work? Think like a creator, not a consumer. Did you hear what I just said? Let me tell you something. Something happened months ago that made me realize why many people are poor. Because we heard that some billionaire entered a submarine with his son to go and see the wreckage of Titanic, and it imploded. Now, memes were flying around the world. People were saying, why would you do that? Why would you? Let's not lie. Even I made jokes. Emphasis on jokes. I said things like, at the beginning of the world, even the spirit hovered over the face of the deep. He didn't enter. Don't joke with water, you know. But it's a joke. Don't you understand? God said, have dominion. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. Because not too long from now, they will perfect it. And the same people who were criticizing it will pay money to consume. The reason I'm saying this is because some people can only think as consumers. They can only think as consumers. It is the same way someone came up with the idea of carrying about 1,000 people in the air. 1,000 people can be in the air for 20 hours and they will land safely. What kind of mind must you have to come up with such an idea? Not too long from now, there will be restaurants at the bottom of the ocean and people will pay there. People who were also created by God to be creators will go there for selfies. You see, that's all we can think of. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your own is to just pay for the holiday and go there for selfies. You have not thought as a creator. You criticize them until they perfect it. Why is it that unbelievers are thinking with a more thinking dominion more than believers? Why are unbelievers thinking dominion more than believers? You are the one who says your God asks you to have dominion. Why does dominion scare you? Oh, because it failed. You think that's the end? You see, let me tell you something. That's one of the worst disadvantages of school. It's a disadvantage of school. Because we are conditioned to do everything possible not to fail. But in the real life, you need to fail forward. There are many things that you must fail at several times before you finally get it. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is important, oh. You have to learn to be adventurous. See, God said, be fruitful and multiply. If you don't know this, it doesn't matter how much praying that you do, how many hands are laid on you. I must learn to be fruitful. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now you have a lot of people who are complaining they lack resources, yet so many people are rich because of you. You are part of the reasons Apple company is so successful. You have iPad, you have iPhone, you have all their products, and you are praying for a financial breakthrough. Listen, for as long as you need these things, as long as they are serviceable to you, use them. But listen, I am just letting you know, stop thinking like a consumer where you are just spending. Other people are getting rich because of you. You have not thought about what I can produce too. What can you produce? What can you produce? God made you a producer, not a consumer. You know, Miles Monroe said something very powerful. He said, God didn't give Adam a chair. Think about that. Did Adam not need to sit? God didn't give him a chair. God gave him a tree. When you are tired, you will cut one of the branches, nail them together, and you sit on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm helping you understand how God makes people great. God doesn't make you great by just throwing you into it. He will give you raw materials. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you need a chair to sit on, look at a tree. So Imago Dei has learned to look at a tree and see the potentialities that from this, paper can come out. From this, furniture can come out. From this, buildings can come out. That's fruitfulness. Creative productivity. Please say creative productivity. Did you notice fruitfulness is not a prayer point? It's an instruction. Lord, make me fruitful. Lord, make me fruitful. It's an instruction. God told you, be fruitful. It's not a prayer point. And so if all you do is pray about resources, you'll be broke. If all you do is fast about resources, you will be broke. Please, are you listening to me? You know, oh my God. Can I talk freely? You know, we have... Let me tell you something. Unintentionally, the church edges out some classes of people. There are some people who have a certain level of intelligence that may not want to sit down in some churches because they can see immediately that some things don't add up. So wait, the way to financial increase is sowing and reaping. And if I want more money, I should give money away, right? But how come when the church wants money, I am still the one to give? It doesn't add up. Imagine if you came to asking God for mercy. Will they do that? You just say, don't do that again. Make sure you don't do it. Why did you do that? Because you have to understand, pagan kings, they just want results. Daniel, you won't eat our food. Can you produce the results? He said, give me time. And he came back better. Don't worry. Is it prayer? Pray. We don't mind. When Laban says, I have learned by experience that God favored me because of you, you will pray. Oh, you have not seen unbelievers ask you to pray before. They may still be on their way to salvation, but they've noticed if this guy prays, they will call you, Pastor, pray for me. You've not seen it before. With excellence, persecution will reduce. English will reduce. With a skill level that is scarce. Please, take note of the choice of words. Something needed with a skill level that is scarce. I am telling you, that's all it takes. Those two things. Number one, what is needed? Number two, What skill level makes this scarce? You see, one of my greatest joys as a pastor is patronizing members of our church. Joy for me, I'm telling you. True. But, I mean, you can produce something I'm proud to wear. Not that I'm grudgingly encouraging you. Grudgingly, with tears. Some of you put your friends in a tight corner. They must support you in their hearts. They know this song they are sharing, no sweet, oh. They know. They know. You put them in a tight corner because they just must support you, otherwise it will be somehow. Hallelujah. I posted a picture of the church office and it went viral. I was designed by a church member. Yes. Nani, are you here? Oh, that's him. That's him. Good architect. Hallelujah.
And it just makes me happy.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Start thinking. What can I produce? I'm not a consumer. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm creative. Say, I'm creative. That's the problem with some of us. We are thinking like consumers. Even when we are asking God to provide, we're asking God to provide what we can consume. We're asking God for food. We're asking God for bread. Meanwhile, God said, be fruitful and multiply. Come on, are you getting this? And we spend in an embarrassing way. The way we spend exposes our low self-esteem. You know, I've said it before. You are buying things to embellish yourself because you are not comfortable in and of yourself. You must catch yourself and stop. When it's passing the limits, I, who am talking to you, you know, I've had to put stock on some things. You know? And it all started with this man here. He took me to a perfume store. Yes, it was Samuel Jegede somewhere. I'm mentioning his name. He said, try it. That's where it started. 2014. You know, until I was taking stock of all the perfumes I had gotten. No, Lord. And you see, why I avoid being addicted to anything is because me, naturally, I'm a seju. You understand? Anything I'm doing, I like to do well. And unfortunately, I don't know why. In everything in life, it's the expensive things that I like. The cheap ones, I don't like the smell. Expensive taste, limited pockets, God forbid. You have to be able to see the devil when it's coming. Satan, I see you. I see you. I see you there. And you know, God uses those things to also catch us. We can have endless debates about tithing in church and about generosity. But the same you will find yourself in some instances, in some context, and you spend without feeling uncomfortable. You are in a party and they carry a mic and start praising you, hailing you. You know you don't have money. They mention your name, Mark by me now. Hey, Mark by me now. You know? And you are carrying money you don't have. There's a facility you are still financing. You know, has it not happened that someone that was owing you did something that made you annoyed? You call the person, bring my money now. Why you deflect, pass who give you money? In case you don't know, when you are owing, you are not permitted to enjoy. You don't know. We are watching you.
don't enjoy until you are done paying my money. Don't. Because we're checking your stories. Wine. Uh-huh. We're calculating the cost of the food. Chicken. Do you know? In this economy, two chicken. Bro, where's my money? You see the chopped chicken lap? Yeah? You they chop chicken lap. You know, that's another discourse on his own, because some people are very wicked. When they are borrowing you, when they are asking for the money, they are the most humble. You know? Yeah. They will do face like this. It's time to pay back. Bro, where is my money? Did I not say I will pay you back? Oh, so you have voice. I didn't know. So your voice is loud like this. The Bible says anybody that borrows and does not pay, he said his garments should be taken from him. They should collect your clothes. Scripture. They should say, oh yeah. Where's my money? Remove your suit. They owe money, they wear suit. Remove your suit. Remove this shoe. If the person is not nice, remove this trouser. What I'm saying is scripture in the word of God. They said, take his bed from him. Take his bed. You they owe, you they sleep. Why are you sleeping when you're owing? So you get mine, sleep. You're owing money. Just take his bed from him. Hallelujah. This is serious. You must cut down on your spending and start thinking. Listen, this is where I'm ending. I have a lot more to share, but if this is all you get, then that's fine. Listen. If the Lord can open your eyes to something that you have looked down on, that can be the ticket to your next level. Almost every time God blessed people, he blessed them with capital they already have, but they didn't reckon. That Moses doesn't see how in the world he'll be able to set the children of Israel free and deliver them from the clutches of Pharaoh. But God says, what is in your hand? Listen, there is something in your hand that you have disdained. You have despised. That even the things that you call a disadvantage can be your advantage. When everybody has a smartphone and internet, you are on your own, lonely. That's when you will discover talents. You will start singing because no music player. And God is refining your voice. You see, haven't you noticed? Oh my God. One field that exposes this the most is football. It's football. Respectfully, you see some of our footballers can't even construct a sentence in proper English. You with all your English, you don't get money reach them now. Because when they were broke, that's what they did to while away time. Come on, are you with me? They were in the parks playing football. And they were doing it every day because they had nowhere to go. And they kept getting better and better. Again, I say to you, a man's gift makes way for him. I'm telling you. If you have no natural advantage, you are gifted, you have a chance. You have a chance. You have a chance. Start looking. Start looking. Let the Lord open your eyes to productive ideas. Oh, you thought you didn't have capital, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. You have something. You have something. You have something. There is a skill level you get to. I am telling you, with your phone like this, you will say a few words and you're around the world. Years ago, it didn't seem apparent that if you were funny, you could make money off it. To someone who learns to package it. and create commercial value from it. Meanwhile, there are many people who are cracking the best jokes in their living room. Your friends are rolling on the floor. And that's where it ends. You will roll on the floor. You have not learned to package it and share it with the world. Again, I'm telling you this, a man's gift. Listen. You don't have capital. You don't have anyone to invest in you. A man's gift makes way for him. What can I produce? There is something. This is something worth. Now, this is how to pray for blessing. God, open my eye. Where have you positioned me? What do I have? What can I see? Because like I've told you before, Hagar might be in the wilderness about to die of drought. And then there's a brook in that wilderness that she did not see. The Bible says, and God opened her eyes. Please, are you listening to this? God opened her eyes. There are some things you will produce, you'll be shocked. They like it. You'll be amazed. Please, are you listening to me? And some of us, we just need to try. We just need to try. You've heard the story about the lepers that were at the gate. They were at the gate. And one of them said, why stay we here and die? If we go into the country opposite, we may be killed. But anyway, it's not better than being here. We'll die anyway. Let's try. Listen. Oh my God. Let's try is one of the most powerful things you can ever adopt in your life. I'm telling you. I'll never forget the first time I was going to have a conference. I wanted to approach a church to ask them to let me use their hall. And I was speaking to a mentor then. And I said, I want to talk to these people about using their hall, but I don't know if they are going to give me. And then he asked me a question that I will never forget in my life. He said, what is the worst they will say? I thought, what kind of question is that? He said, the worst they will say is no. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you have not just learned to try. Just try. Just try. Just try. I am telling you, it is true that the world is difficult, it's a tough place, especially this country, but there is something about people who are tenacious, who keep trying. Eventually, the world caves in and gives them an opening. I'm telling you that with sheer determination and hard work, when you wake up every morning with the determination to give your best, eventually, you will not be small. If you are truly giving it your best, try. And then this is where miracles come in. Understand this. As they were seated, no miracle happened. Are you listening to this? As long as they remained seated, no miracle happened. But when they began to take steps and they began to move, the Bible said God amplified the sound of their movement, and it was like a mighty troop coming against this country. And when they heard it, without stopping to check, the Bible says they got up, left all their resources and ran away. Creative miracles only happen to those who are brave. Stand up. Try. Let God amplify your efforts. He won't amplify your sitting. He will amplify your efforts. Do you understand what I'm saying? They said, let's get up. Let's just try. Let's just try. Just try. And this is one reason why you must refuse being broke. Because being broke limits your creativity even further. There are some things, oh my God, listen to me. There are some businesses you will try and fail. God will watch you. It's part of the learning. It's part of the learning. Don't think that because you invested in a business and it failed, God was not in it. It's part of the learning. You always make sure that by the grace of God, you maintain and protect your curiosity, that you can keep trying. tweaking things. Try audacious new things. And even what you fail becomes information that people can pay for as research. I can tell you it will not work because I've tried it like this. It's a win-win. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? It's experience. Failure is experience. And listen, the Bible says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. He said, subdue. Now, it's strange that God told Adam to subdue. Because at the time God was talking to Adam, nobody owned anything. But God was talking into the future. There will be times that people who don't share your conviction own things they shouldn't own. Do you understand what I'm saying? God wants to put you in that space to be bigger than them. Yes, I said it. Did you hear what I said? Meaning, don't come into the industry small, and just do your bit and go. The goal is to occupy. Subdue actually means to occupy. Are you listening to me? So think. I refuse to be a local champion. This year, I'm going all out. Did you hear what I said? This year, I'm going all out. Listen to this. This year, I'm biting more than I can naturally chew. That's when I would discover a jaw, a spiritual jaw I never knew existed. I'm telling you, the way miracles work, creative miracles, I understand why many people, I dare say 9 out of 10 people, live below their potential. Because creative miracles work for people who try and almost die. You do things that naturally should kill you. Then your muscle adjusts. You step into a new level of capacity. Please, are you listening to this? You step into a new level of capacity. A capacity you never knew existed. Go all out. And I will tell you just 3 simple ways to do that, and I'm out of here. Number one. To be fruitful, you must learn to imitate. What did I say? So there is a level of fruitfulness that is simply replicating what already exists. If you are sucking on an orange and you take the seed and you put it back in the soil, you are replicating what previously existed. That's imitation. And I am telling you, I've told you time and again, let me say this. Many testimonies are a proof of the new thing God is doing. I'm telling you. Telling you. And I've told you this before. Jesus is so secure. When he speaks to a tree, and the tree dries up from his roots, he's saying, you speak to a mountain. He's not afraid that your own will be bigger than his. Are you getting what I'm saying? What kind of mentor is Jesus? He spoke to a tree. He said, you speak to a mountain. Do it bigger. And so, to imitate, you must do your research. Who are the biggest in this industry? What are they doing? Do your research. A lot of people don't research. Study. When we check your search history, don't let us find foolish things. By your search history, let us know what you are gunning for in life. Let's know what you are gunning for in life. Because if someone is walking on water, if Jesus is walking on water, it's an invitation for you to do so. There is something about watching people do at a big level what you were born to do. It's an impartation. It opens your spirit. You just know it can be done. It can be done. Let me say this. The biggest blessing of school is not your certificate. The biggest blessing of school is exposure. It's exposure. See what your mates are doing. Let it stir you up. Be challenged. Let me say this. No matter how bad things are for you, try to make sure that the school your children are attending, at least a level above your estimation of your current level. I know why I'm saying it. Because one of the best things you can do for your children is to bring them in an environment of possibility. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will never forget when I came home and told my parents I need a laptop as an undergraduate, because everybody had. Well, in our whole family, we'll maybe have to contribute, call family meeting and contribute. Do you understand what I'm saying? But then we bought it. And that did something to me. It did something to me. When you bring yourself into an environment where greatness is common, you can't buy that with money. It resets your mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? It resets your mind. And then you have the opportunity to see people who will be great tomorrow in their formative years. You don't understand. There are people you will go through a lot of bureaucracy to see. But when you see them, you knew him 15 years ago, and you're not trying to commonize it. You built a solid bond. That's your chance. When you're in school, don't look down on anybody. Are you with me? Don't look down on it. It's one of the biggest network platforms the world can offer you. Beyond your certificates. Imitation. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? Please, what did I call it? And then the second is innovation. And many times, innovation is an offshoot of the first one. That you do what others are doing consistently until you unlock a level of creativity where you now see other ways for it to be done that they didn't even see. Innovation. Now you're thinking of more creative ways. You are doing it faster. You are doing it better. That's it. 90% of it, the idea has already been there, but you add a 1% that takes it over the notch. That's what innovation is. Praise the Lord. I like the brand Otto Gale. Are they here? Maybe they're not in church today. Oh, there you are. All right. I love the brand because you see, a lot of ladies, when they're going for a party, they're tying the Gale like this, you know. I think it's brilliant. Someone came up with something, you just clip it, bam, and you're ready to go faster. That's innovation, right? You ought to patronize them, right? Oh, clap for them. Clap for them. That's something good. Hallelujah. Listen. This year, do it big. Refuse to be small. Increase your value. I think that the biggest thing that money can do for you is not to buy comfort. The biggest thing that money can do for you is to increase your value so that you can become a person who can earn even more. A lot of people don't know how to. That's why a lot of people play too. Because when they get money, they settle. Instead of striving for more, buying more books, going for more courses, improving themselves, they play too. There is a level of value that makes it impossible for you to stay on the same level. It's impossible. It's impossible. Please, are you listening to me? Please, hear me honestly. It's just impossible. You see, when Solomon is asked of the Lord, ask me anything and I will give you. And Solomon should ask for wisdom. Of necessity, to accompany that wisdom must be wealth. It is impossible to have rare wisdom and not have rare wealth. It's impossible. It looks like an added blessing that God gave him, that, oh, you didn't ask for wealth, but I will still give you. But wisdom necessitates a change of level. True wisdom, not just knowledge. High-sounding speech. I mean wisdom, practical wisdom. Imagine people knew that if they came to your page, they are going to get life-changing tips. They will come every day. Isn't that true? See, and the moment that happens, the traffic is on your page, you're going to make money. So listen, take the response you are getting from people as feedback. Honest feedback. Honest feedback. Emoji, you preach a sermon, you post it, two people listen to it, you and your wife. That's feedback. That's feedback. Because what you compromise in quality, you will have to pay for it in marketing. Some of you didn't get that. If the product is not great, you have to spend money to advertise it. Come and buy, come and buy, come and buy. What you should have spent in making the product great. As a round off, I'll just say this. I'm inspired by some of the leading gospel artists in this country. But let me say this to you. Anointing aside, check their skill level. Just check their skill level. One of my favorite pastor now. You see that is trumpet. He can blow that in. He can really blow it. I know all you feel is the anointing. But what you are hearing is several years of skill, hard work. Come on, are you with me? Hard work. Just keep working. Keep improving. Because you have a mandate from God to be fruitful and multiply. Say loud amen. Amen. Say, I'll be fruitful. Listen, from what you have, you can create more. That's what God said. That's what it means to be fruitful and multiply. The resources you have can give you more than you have. God said it. Open your heart to it. Open your heart to it. Keep working. He said to be fruitful. He said to multiply. He said to replenish the earth. I'm going to walk with this mandate. Listen, again, this is the balance. It is not just an instruction, it's a blessing. It's not good advice. I am empowered for fruitfulness. Did you hear that? Say that I'm empowered for fruitfulness. Listen, there is a Midas touch, a blessing on me to multiply what I get involved in. If you don't want it to blow up, don't involve me. If I'm inside, it must be big. Hallelujah. And value creates a reputation. I'm telling you, you know, when I started producing movies, and you'll hear about them soon. Yeah. When we were shooting the first ever movie, an investment company heard about it. I was not done. And they sent someone to me. They said, can we invest? We want to buy it. And they offered close to $100 million. Listen, I have never done a movie before. Why were they? The movie was not ready. They had not watched it. But they knew if he's doing something, it will be good. Did you hear that? Did you hear what I just said? Are you a doer of the word? Are you going to put in more this year? At least God said, just try. Try God. Try God. Do it bigger. It's your time. Just pray in the spirit. My time is up. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit.
thoroughly furnished with wisdom and power. I have resources to do what he says.
Pray in the spirit right now.
I'm thoroughly furnished, whoa, with wisdom and power. I have resources.
I give you a few more seconds. This time is for you and the Lord. Make it count. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, if it is true that you bless, prove it with us. If it is true that you lift, prove it with us. Make a name for yourself with our lives. Thank you, Father. We are ready for more. We expand our imagination. Enlarge the place of our tent to receive more than we ever have. We strengthen our stakes and our cords. We are ready for more. In Jesus' mighty name, say loud, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Were you blessed this morning? All right, please be seated quickly.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.